If a guy was in the bedroom, let's say, and he was going to change his clothes and he left them out here, and he asked you to bring them, you took them into him, what would you say to him when you took them there?
I brought your clothes. Some people would say fetch, but I don't.
Oh, fetch, yeah.
I don't say fetch. And a lot of people would say fetch me my clothes.
Mm.
That's a very common word with most people. And it's kind of like that. Carry you to church, but it don't sound right to me.
If somebody has done something and trying to find out who did it, you didn't do it, and they said, was it you who did it? What would you say?
No, it wasn't I. That's the way it says, me.
I think I'd say, nope, wasn't me. Or, nope, I didn't do it. And if you want to find out if I'm going to, well, let's say you want to find out if I'm going to Chickasha, what would you ask me?
Are you going to Chickasha there?
I'd say, I don't know. I think I'm going to Kingfisher. The man said he'd be ready tomorrow at 8. I'm going to be at his door at 8 o'clock. If a woman has a particularly attractive dress and you want to compliment her on it, what would you say to her?
That's a pretty dress you have on. Mm-hmm. Or a beautiful dress for her. We quite often say lovely now, although that...
That's a strange word.
Always seemed a little far-fetched to me.
Full of love dress. When a woman puts on her best clothes, you say she's...
Dressed up.
Uh-huh. That's a strange term, too, dressed up. In my family, I don't know how it happened, but we got started on doll up.
A very common expression. She's all dolled up.
Uh-huh. I can't help but wonder how that started. If you saw a boy reach down, pick up a rock or a stone and go like that, what would you say he'd done?
Through the stone, through the rock.
Which would be more common here, stone or rock?
Rock.
That's what I gathered. I didn't know.
Mostly. Clod here, because there are no rocks. Pick up a cloud of dirt.
If you went downtown and, just happened to meet a friend down there and came home and told Guy about it, the guy said, did you plan to meet her down there? You might say, no, I just
met her by chance. And I think you added that to it, just chance to meet her. That word chance gets a lot of different workouts.
It does, doesn't it? If a child is, sees a poisonous snake out in the yard and goes too close, you'd say, be careful there, get back from there, or you'll get...
Snake bit.
Yeah, I've never been that, and I don't particularly care to be that either.
You know, I killed a coral snake in my yard this summer.
Is that right?
Only one. Well, I had seen one in Florida. They're very common down there. And they are a fascinating thing. Did you ever see one? They're the
only in
kind with the rings around them, the bright colors. Uh-huh. It's red and yellow and gray and black, I believe. Concentric. Uh-huh. Rings all around. And they're very brilliant, and they bring grass, and they say